Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, just a preview of what we can expect from the Democrats if they ever win back power. AB 495 is now passed and signed into law in California, otherwise known as the kidnap bill. Sort of changing the definition of parent. Meaning?
You mean custodial person?
Yes, custodial individual.
Yes.
And cartel gang member. And the theory on why Democrats are doing this are actually because a lot of those 500,000 missing children are in California schools, many of them in the foster care system, and that this will help their traffickers to come to school and pick them up. And there's also a lot of potential here for abuse in situations where if one parent doesn't want to transition a child, another parent or a step parent or a grandmother or some guy who lives in your mom's house can pick you up. Even if he's not related to you. This is incredible. It begins to dissolve the definition of what a parent is. And it's very interesting. This bill hurts Democrats, but they were so determined to do it. There's no safeguards, no notary required, no parent signature, no parental notification, no parental consent. The person comes, signs the forms, and can take your kid out of school. Walk away with them. That sounds insane, but that's how it works. It allows any adult to claim they are a child's caregiver simply by filling out and signing a caregiver's authorization affidavit with no parent consent, no parent notification, no photo ID, no court review, no background check. You know how, like, when your kids were in school, you would have a list of, okay, this is who can pick the child up from the beginning of the year. This is it. Yeah. Nobody else. Yeah, that's out the window. In fact, this is getting weirder and weirder. I don't think we even fully understand what the purpose here is. It's probably worse than anything I can imagine. It usually is with the left. You then had liberal groups urging schools to throw away those forms that you fill out saying, hey, only grandma and me can pick her up. Only me and my husband can pick her up. That's it. Like, throw them out. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
So you just,
what's the benefit there?
I know. Zero safeguards. So you're attesting, hey, by the way, it could be anybody out to a fifth relative. But again, there's no DNA test. There's no verification that you are, in fact, related in any way. It's just I say I am. In other words, the same deal that the Democrats were running at the Department of Health and Human Services when all those whistleblowers came forward and said, listen, we've got the same 23-year-old cartel members coming by every week to pick up 12 to 14-year-old girls and claiming they're the dad. But it's the same guy every week. And then she just disappears. By the way, we've only found 22,000 of the 500,000 missing kids. And we've found dozens of dead kids so far, but many of them just sex trafficked. Anyway, form says, the boss, I am unable to contact the parents or other persons having legal custody of the minor at this time to notify them of my intended authorization, which sidesteps parents' rights entirely. Who qualifies as a caregiver? Oh, you're going to love this. This brings new meaning to raised by a village, Lee.
That's great.
A neighbor qualifies as a caregiver? Really? Yeah, that nice pedophile down the street. He's such a nice guy. He's always so helpful. A neighbor, a teacher, a family friend can sign kids out of school? Really? Yeah, I just can't reach mom. I think I'm going to pick up Johnny today. No verification. No accountability. Anyone can falsely claim to fit one of those rules and assume legal authority over a child. Now, you don't, when you sign them out, you don't get permanent legal authority. It's just the legal authority to pick them up and drive off with them. Hence the name, the kidnap bill. Democrats didn't call it that. We did. Yeah. But yeah. So a very popular online minister in California, he actually spoke at Charlie Kirk's celebration of life, who's urging all Christians to move out of California. Right now, by the way, this only applies to public schools, but there is a companion bill that has not passed that could apply to, and I don't know how this would work, private schools? The private school kidnap bill? I don't know, whatever.
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
California.
It is California. So this is what you're seeing is the beginning of the dissolution of parental rights.
Well, a continuation of it, certainly.
Yeah, a continuation of it. Where like, okay, what's the point of contact? Public school? Okay, that's where your rights end. And we give your kid to whoever we feel should take them at the moment. Oh, no, wait, I have parental rights. No, you don't. Well, not if you put them in public school, you don't.
Yeah, in California, you already can reassign the gender of the child. And,
yeah.
You know, take the pregnant person who is underage for an abortion. So,
yeah, and this enables all of that, really. I mean, and then there's got to be a transition, sort of transgender angle on this. I just haven't figured out what it is yet. Maybe agent of the state signs your child out. I don't know. But it's crazy. But this is where they're going. And you know how the left is. Once they start going in a direction, they never stop. It just gets more and more radical. Yeah. But it was very important to them, and a lot of people think that this could be like because so that the, you know, the cartel members can come pick up these illegal immigrant kids. Because understand, a lot of these kids in America still really don't understand this. And again, the UK Guardian did an amazing job in 2014 of laying it out, how parents, this particularly was in Guatemala, but it happens throughout South and Central American countries, they have to build like places to hide their daughters and their sons. For when the men with the car, you know, the cartels and the gangs come through, because they'll take them, they kidnap them, take them up here. And they don't even overtly, they don't have to like sneak and kidnap you. They'll just kill your entire family. So they'll take the kid. And a lot of the kids up here are kidnapped. They're not, Americans, I think that they want to be here or want a better life or some silly thing. We just live in a wonderland in our heads. But no, they kidnap them and bring them up here. They don't have a choice. So you got to understand, you're a kid, you're in foster care. And that guy who trafficked you over the border shows up to pick you up. Are you going to scream? Are you so afraid? She'll just go? I don't know. But he can take you out of school now.
In California.
In California, yeah.
Yeah. Not here yet.
No, not yet. But, you know, again, this goes back to what we started the show with today, which is we're seeing the ulterior motive of the Democrats in the shutdown. And Bonchi at Red State has brilliantly nailed this. And I saw it on X and I was like, what are they doing? Because they have started in the last like 72 hours, Democrats insisting, oh, no, Republicans, no, we don't need to have a shutdown. Republicans control the House. They control the Senate. So, you know, just go ahead and vote the package through. Well, we have something called a filibuster. You need 60 votes. We don't have 60 votes. This has been a tradition in the Senate for many, many years. And there's what they're saying is, oh, just get rid of the filibuster. Yeah, just now. Yeah. We'll just hold you hostage till you get rid of it. Why? They want it gone so that when they come in the next time, and they have one, you know, they're in the majority by one or two votes. They can do all the radical stuff they want to do. Remake the Supreme Court, pack it, make it a legislature, give illegal immigrants immediate voting rights, amnesty them. The number when Nancy Pelosi took over last time with Joe Biden and they were ushered in and they controlled Congress. Number one, the bill they wanted to pass first And it actually did pass the House, was one to federalize elections, just complete takeover elections by the highly corrupt at the time Department of Homeland Security.
Someone needs to ask Chuck, well, why didn't you do that when you were the majority leader last time?
Oh, because we were in the minority.
Yes,
it would have given us rights.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So they want to normalize that.
And I guarantee you, if they get Republicans to do this and they look like they're going to lose the Senate again, guess what they're going to do? They're going to change the rules back. That's exactly
totally
what they'll do.
But as Bonchi writes in Red State, and he's right about this, they think, they believe, they anticipate that they will, and maybe they know something we don't, that they will win in 2026 and 2028. So that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster, because they were frustrated the last time they didn't get to remake the Supreme Court. They didn't get to give illegal immigrants voting rights. They didn't get to do all the stuff that was on their list. So this way they could do it with 50 plus one, but they wouldn't have to get rid of the filibuster.
Right.
So you can actually see that. So, wow. So folks, we're still in the thick of the fight in this country. It's just, we have the upper hand right now, so we can take a breath for a minute.
Yeah, we're just winning battles, not the war.
No, the war is going to go on for much longer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.